ladies, welcome to Her Lifestyle, and I'm in my bag and in my Bible, and I'm your host, Rhonda Jacina. And today I was sitting at work and I was thinking about how they say you are what you eat, and maybe I'm bringing this up because I want to share with you guys, I'm on a lifestyle journey, like really fasting and drinking a lot of water and really writing in my journal and just really figuring me out. And I used to battle with depression and anxiety. And I can truly say since I've changed who I look at on YouTube, what I feed my mind and what I look at, it makes a big difference. I was just sitting here and I feel so much calmer, but I'm not saying like I woke up today and it happened later on. No, like I've literally been on this journey since December 13th, 2020. And I'm honestly not that same person. And that was my time around the time that I had the encounter with God. And I really changed my life, but I also changed my thinking. And like stuff has been put in front of me where the old Rhonda would have reacted and went smooth off. Like a couple of my vlogs and also podcasts, I usually like when I started, I was like, I don't want to change. I want to be my authentic self. And I'm noticing like the cussing has stopped. That's been like, I posted like about 2 weeks ago, I want to say. I've even cut down on that because it's giving me a chance to think and then speak. If I feel like I'm about to say a cuss word, then I'll kind of slow it down. But I feel like, you guys, that God is preparing me for something. I feel it in my heart and my mind and my body and my soul. When I fast, it's like the stuff that I used to worry about, I don't worry about it no more. You know, like, the things that I used to look at on TV, well, I should say YouTube, because that's my TV for me, because technically I don't allow myself to look at TV. I don't look at the news because, again, I battle with anxiety and I hate seeing bad news. There's always some type of bad news. And so I stopped myself a long time ago, like in my 20s. I would stop myself from looking at stuff that's not good for my mental. So I really am really cautious about what I look at, who I'm around, what type of energy they bring in. Some people may think I'm funny acting, but if I feel that you're not for me or your energy is bad, I will not deal with you. And it's like I'm not hiding it, but I just will not deal with you because I'm not bringing that type of energy for 2021. And I say this to say 2021, I have not had like an anxiety attack nor thought about having depression. I just pray. Like, I really take the time out of my day to pray. And when I tell you, like, I hear God, I feel God, I hear His voice, I get feelings. It'll be something like heavy on my heart where I'm like, oh my God, if I post a picture, let's say, you can relate to this. You know how you post a picture, let's say on Instagram, and but oh, you would have been like, oh, that's cute. I got a little bit of thigh out. Oh, and bam, it's cute. Now, I kid you not, God is like, girl, take it down. Like, I tried to do it, and it just doesn't sit with my heart right. And that's how I know it's God, because it's like, take that picture down. Or I think I had a vlog up, and I was talking about, no, I had a podcast up, and I was talking about something, but I can't remember what I was talking about, but it was cussing. And all day, I just felt kind of funny about it. It just kept coming to my mind, like my podcast kept, like, I kept thinking about it. And so I'm like, why am I thinking about it? Like, once I throw out something, I don't chop it up. I don't take stuff out. I'm just real time. This is me. Like, right now, I'm at work in front of a whole bunch of cameras that I'm watching, and this just came to my mind. So I don't have time to chop it up. Where they say you want to add music, I'll add music on the way that I'm feeling. But other than that, it's no chopping up. Same with my YouTube. I'm not chopping nothing up. I'm not about to do all that work. I'd rather you get the real me. You know, like, I will let my kids know, like, hey, I'm doing a video or a podcast, but I've always said, as far as my podcast go, I will do makeup and hair when it comes to my YouTube, probably like once a week. But other than that, you're going to get the real me. And, you know, the person that I am today, I don't have to wear makeup every day. That's never been me, you know, like, so I'm not going to get on YouTube and act like I'm somebody that I'm not. No, I am me. I'm going to be comfortable. So I say that to say, like, when I sit back and I think about things and the things I would have went off about, I don't even go off about no more. When I say, like, I'm battling, like, I feel like I'm under a spiritual attack where everything is happening and the devil is just waiting for me to turn into that Rhonda that I used to be, to go off, kick TVs in, go off on people, be wanting to fight and all that. It's like God is working on me. And when I say he's humbling me, I don't know what for. I can't say, but as my podcast grows, you guys will see, like, you know, where this goes, because I'm excited. I'm trying to see where it go. Like, I'm trying to meet this new person that I'm turning into be, because it's like gradually. It's not like I noticed. It's unnoticed, but if I sit and think about it, it's like, oh, wow, I would have reacted like that, or I would have did that. But now it's like, I'm just cool. Just mind my business. If I put a podcast up, I'm not stressing myself out about it. I'm not doing none of that. I even got myself my wife bought me a new car last week. I don't know if I told you, but I have a problem with, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Period. Like, it was nothing wrong with my car. I had a Jetta. I love my Jetta. She bought me my first car. Well, not my first car, but when me and her got together, she bought me a car. And I was like, oh, that was very sweet. It was a Jetta because my first other car had a Maximum. It was giving me problems. So she was like telling me, like, you know, you own the car. It's time to turn in the car and get a new one. But I did not want to do it. But I finally gave in, went to the car lot. We spent like a whole day there, and I did it. And I have a nice, beautiful car that I love very much. So I'm very thankful and grateful for that. So I just wanted to get on here and tell you guys the tea on that. Bye.